Hello, welcome to A Thousand Voices podcast. I am your host, Gina, and this is a self-help show. So today I am talking about time, and this is chapter 7. I talk about all things time related, and today's topic is the importance of quality time in relationships. So time and relationships, whether it's a romantic relationship or family or friendships, it's not always about how much time you spend together, but how did you spend it, right? So the importance of quality time is it helps you strengthen the bond between you and the people you're spending time with. So, you know, it deepens connections. Like if you spend much time together, and depending on how you are spending it, it kind of makes the connection so much stronger. It helps your communication. So the quality time you spend provides opportunities to open dialogues, you know, to allow individuals to share thoughts and their feelings and concerns. You know, you have time to enhance your communication. Then, because you're doing it regularly, right, you dedicate time for each other, it builds trust, and the partner or you becomes, you know, reliable to one another because you are getting to spend a lot more time together and you're spending a lot of quality time together. Then one of my favorite one is you get to create lasting memories. Tell me about a time that you and your family did something together. Tell me about the time that you and your loved one did something together. I know a couple of lasting, beautiful memories. And I'm so excited to be creating even more memories, because that's what life is all about, right? Then another thing is quality life or quality time allows you to learn more, right? So you get to understand the person's interests, their preferences, their values. So you understand one another if you spend quality time together. It also reduces stress. Spending quality time with a loved one kind of gets rid of anxiety. That's true. That is so true. And it also nurtures affection. You know, because you're spending quality time together, you're maintaining that romantic connection through physical touch and emotional closeness. Isn't that amazing? It also promotes a balance, you know, within your life. So work-life balance, yeah. And it kind of helps you guys to, if you ever fight, because you've spent quality time, you kind of know the person you're dealing with and you kind of know how to tackle all those situations. So I love how time kind of, if you look at it, right, most cases, I don't want to talk about the struggles of relationships, but I think most relationships that don't work is because they're not making enough time for each other. So because of that, the relationship fails. I mean, there could be other things, obviously, but I feel like time still plays a big role in that. So now I want to talk about the opposite of not having quality time. So regrets about, you know, not prioritizing meaningful moments within your relationship. Because sometimes, too often or not, believe it or not, we do take our loved ones for granted, because we always assume that they will always be there. And this is so deep. Like the moment I just said this, I felt like a deep hole within me, because I remember the last days I spent with my mom. I wasn't even happy. I didn't want to do what we were doing, and I was just like taking her for granted. And then 5 months later, she was gone, and I just never, ever, ever had to spend time with her again. The only memories I have is those times when she was like, no, let's go do this, let's do that. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do this, I want to do it. You know, you take people for granted. And if you're listening, I want you to find the person you in your life. It could be family, it could be your partner, whoever. Just take this moment to appreciate them, because once you don't have them anymore, you don't have them anymore. So you miss out on those opportunities and you just cannot get it back. Yeah. Okay. So another thing is, if you don't have time, relationships just like a plant, if you don't water it, it dies down. So if you don't prioritize meaningful moments, that strains your relationship and it results in disconnection and loneliness, and then eventually it dies. Then overemphasis on your work. This is so me. I focus too much on my career ambitions that it didn't kind of lead me to regret, but then it kind of led me to like solitude, to the point where I enjoy my solitude in such a bad way that like I'm just so good hanging out alone. Not great. Anywho, if you don't spend quality time with your family, your friends, your partner, you also don't create any memories. So you don't have any significant events, you don't have any adventures, and that leads to a lack of cherished moments. So you don't have anything to look back on, honestly. Then another thing is, because you don't have quality time with your family and your friends, also your communication is not so great, because it's like, yes, your family, yes, your friends, yes, you're in a relationship, but if you haven't spent time together, it almost feels like there's that separation. If you agree with everything that I'm saying, please drop a comment. Like, drop a comment. I know you can drop a comment on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anywhere you're listening from. Drop a comment, and if you agree with all of these that I'm saying. Then another thing is, you also feel unfulfilled, because there is a sense of fulfillment that comes with doing the things that you love the most, spending time with people that you love the most, feeling appreciated, appreciating them, doing what you both love together, sharing that connection. And if you don't do that, you always feel like there is a void, or like, you know, there is sadness because, you know, you're not filling in that gap. So you have to make sure that like you spend quality time. You need to realize that the fleeting nature of time can lead to regret. And this is just reality. You know, so make the most of your moments and live life fully. Like, you have absolutely no reason to not live life fully. Yes, there could be challenges, you know, people are looking for money, it could be this, it could be that, but just appreciate those around you. You know, whether it's your partner, whether it's your kids, your friends, make the time you spend together count, no matter what. Like, make jokes, laugh together, check up on one another, you know, send each other random messages. If you're separated physically, you know, do voice and video calls, just connect. I want to say I'm sorry to my family for, you know, sometimes I just lock in and I'm just working and working and working, and I really want to make things better. Like, I just hope I get the chance and the redemption to make things better moving forward, so I'm able to just spend more quality time. And I know my family, especially my parents, they want me to go to church with them. So I think, and as much as I prefer online church, I mean, I still worship, I still do my online church, but I think it's that togetherness, that quality time that they desire. And yeah, I will do better, guys. So thank you for listening to this episode. I think it was so precious. It just opens your eye on just understanding how you need to make the most of your time. Next episode, I'm going to be talking about time value, why moments matter, why they matter within your life, your personal life, your work life, and how technology shapes the perception of our time. Catch you in the next one.